Fish and last name is Owens, O-W-E-N-S. First name is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Date of visit is May 21, 2025. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that she was involved in traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in 2011 in San Antonio, Texas at Fort Sam Houston, S-A-M-H-O-U-S-T-O-N, Sam Houston. First up, patient was in combat training for stuff, but she was having advanced individual training for stuff. It was a combative competition in 2011 for stuff. A patient was kicked many times in the head repeatedly for stuff. But a patient tells me that it gave her severe head pain for stuff, but it also gave her black eyes for stuff. A patient tells me that she got kicked at on all sides of the head for stuff. A patient tells me that night, the time she had a confusion, disorientation for stuff. She had a lost consciousness for a few minutes for stuff. A patient had nausea. Confusion for the rest of the day and several days after that. So first up, a patient went to the doctor and she was diagnosed with concussion. First up, next paragraph, a patient also had another concussion event come in 2011 in San Antonio, Texas. So first up, a patient was playing flag football. First up, a patient collided with another person. First up, a patient was hit in the head directly. First up, a patient immediately lost of consciousness and fell to the ground. First up, she was out of consciousness for about a minute. First up, a patient woke up. A patient was confused and disoriented. First up, a patient went to the emergency room. First up, a patient was diagnosed with concussion. First up, a patient severe head pain, confusion, disorientation for several days after that. Next paragraph, patients. Currently have headaches. Patient has frequent headaches almost every day. First up, sometimes she has migraine headaches. First up, patient has insomnia, anxiety. First up, patient also have anger, mood issues. First up, patient has a shooting pain. Patient has a shooting pain in the head. First up, patient has a memory loss. First up, patient has tinnitus. First up, patient has balance issues. First up, patient has memory loss. First up, patient has concentration difficulties. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently working at as a financial coordinator for a chiropractor office. So first up, patient tells me that her headaches are significantly affecting her concentration and focus. So first up, patient is not able to concentrate and focus at work for financial information. First up, a patient also have difficulty to remember her task duties. So first up, she will sometimes forget what she wanted to do. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient had head injury in San Antonio, Texas in 2011. She was in a competitive competition in which she was kicked in the head many times. First up, she had immediate loss of consciousness, and she woke up with the confusion, disorientation, and severe head pain. First up, the second episode was she was playing flag football in San Antonio, Texas. First up, she collided with somebody else, and she had complete loss of consciousness and fell to the ground. First up, when she woke up, a conversation was confused, disoriented, and a severe headache. First up, as a matter of fact, the patient had similar symptoms for several days after that. First up, it is my opinion that the head injury resulting with headache, loss of consciousness, confusion, disorientation, severe head pain, are all common signs and symptoms for concussion, all signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, patient, as a matter of fact, continues significant headache symptoms since then. First up, patient also have tinnitus, difficulty concentrating, focus. First up, I believe that these are all post-traumatic. I believe these are all traumatic brain injury symptoms. First up, next paragraph of this mark says unit dictation. Next patient, last name is B-A-T-Y. First name is Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. Date of visit is May 20th, 2025. Date of birth is February 6, 1986. Next paragraph. A referring physician is a California medical facility. Next paragraph, she complained of arms and leg weakness. First up, but next paragraph, a patient is a 39-year-old male. with the history of arms and leg weakness, comma hyperreflexia, comma and this and dysarthria, first patient had obtained an MRI of the spine. First up, I started the patient previously for a medication for multiple sclerosis. Medication for ALS, not multiple sclerosis. ALS. So first up, I started him on RILUZOLE, 50 milligrams twice a day. First up, the patient tells me that he felt stronger since he's taking this medication. First up, denies any side effects. Next paragraph, a neurological examination, cranial nerve examination patient mental examination patient is awake and alert. First up, a patient follow commands appropriately. First up, next cranial nerve examination patient, significant dysarthria. First up, extraocular motor intact. First up, but there's no tongue fasciculation. Next paragraph, motor examination, I don't see a muscle fasciculation today. First up, however, patient have diffuse weakness in both arms and both legs. I'm a 4 out of 5. First up, a patient also muscle bulk is decreased. First up, next paragraph, a DTR patient has hyperreflexia in both knees. First up, a patient also have hyperreflexia in the biceps. First up, the next number. Next for diagnostic test, the MRI was done. Done on March 21, 2025. First up, the brain MRI shows that he was degraded by patient motion artifact. First up, however, there's no acute infarct, hemorrhage, or intracranial lesion identified. First up, but patient also obtained a cervical spine MRI. Degraded my motion artifact. There shows multiple level osteophyte complexes with no high grade spinal stenosis. Impression to suspicious for ALS given the dysarthria, comma hyperreflexia, comma diffuse weakness and decrease in muscle bulk, comma this is concerning for ALS. I'll recommend a patient to go to a university level. ALS clinic, such as the UC Davis ALS clinic or UCSF ALS clinic, for definitive diagnosis. So first up, next number. We'll recommend a patient go to the ALS clinic, for repeat of EMG nerve conduction study, to definitively evaluate for ALS and also to rule other a neuromuscular disorder. Next number. Recommend patient continue the Rilosec for now. RILUZOLE 50 milligrams twice a day for now. Next number. Well, recommend patient to talk to the primary care doctor to get a referral to an ALS clinic at the university level. Next number. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient. Next patient, patient's last name is Jeremiah. First name is Patrick. Date of visit is May 20th, 2025. Date of birth is March 24, 1984. Next paragraph, referring physician is Salinas Valley State Prison. Next paragraph, chief complaint of headaches. Next paragraph, history present new. This patient is a 41-year-old male found with chief complaint of headaches. A patient tells me that he has headaches. Patient also has history of a Chiari malformation type 1. Patient also has history posterior fossa decompression on January 10th, 2024 for Chiari 1 malformation. First up, the patient tells me she can continue to have headaches. First up, mostly in the occipital head pain. First up, a patient tells me that it's mostly more on the left than the right. First up, however, the head pain has been bilaterally. First up, a patient denies any nausea. First up, there's no visual loss. First up, but there's no vomiting. First up, but there's no loss of vision. First up, but the headache intensity is 3 to 4 out of 10. First up, it is not constant. First up, there's no hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, next paragraph. Impression number one, chronic headaches. So first up, impression number two, history of a Chiari 1 malformation, comma, status post, posterior fossa decompression on January 10th of 2024. First up, currently, patient does not have any significant nausea, vomiting. First up, there's no evidence for intracranial pressure at this time. First up, an examination. First up, next paragraph, recommendation will recommend patient to start on a trial of Topamax, comma, 1-POQHS, comma, to see if that would help the headache. First up, next paragraph, a patient tells me that first up, a patient also passed out 2 months ago and blacked out. First up, a patient has sudden loss of consciousness 2 months ago. First up, I've done an EEG study today. First up, it was a normal study. First up, there's no seizure activities on the EEG study. First up, next number. If the patient is able to tolerate the Topamax, comma, may increase it to 50 milligrams every night. First up, explain to the patient the common side effects will include the sleepiness, drowsiness, tingling, and numbness in the limbs. First up, next number. First up, recommendation to follow up with a neurologist in 2 months. Follow up with the headaches and medication. First up, next number. This marks the unification.